Well, the baby thinks it's funny. If the baby thinks it's funny, you know the rules. It's got to be funny. Regional news up at 2TM.
2TM Regional News, brought to you by the Quality Hotel Powerhouse, where you can catch up with friends all day, every day.
Good morning, I'm Liam Charles. The member for the Northern Tablelands has welcomed the debate over the GST and says he is open to Premier Mike Baird's proposal to lift the tax to 15%. Adam Marshall says with an $80 billion shortfall in funding for hospitals and schools, over the next decade something has to change.
We do need reform. Everyone recognises that. All the premiers recognise that, because if we don't, there's going to be a huge shortfall in health and education spending in the state in the next 5 or 10 years, and the states have no capacity to generate the income to plug that gap that will be left by the Commonwealth.
The Nationals MP says the tax was never designed to be static, but says any variation must be accompanied by support for those at the lower end of the economic scale.
We can't leave people behind, in that we can't, we've got to make sure that we look after people at the lower end of the socioeconomic scale, at the same time looking to drag in more revenue.
Mr. Marshall says leaders shouldn't be focusing all of their energies on the GST though, and believes it's time for the federal government to dust off the Henry Review into taxation.
Ken Henry and his team did some great work looking at the whole taxation system in Australia. Unfortunately, that was put on a shelf. I think we need documents back off the shelf and look at some of the suggestions that were in that very comprehensive report to make the tax system simpler, to make it fairer, but also to possibly generate extra revenue.
Police have now charged a man in connection with a stabbing in the state's northwest during the early hours of yesterday morning. According to law enforcement, a 17-year-old and 18-year-old became involved in a verbal altercation with an older man after visiting the 39-year-old's Boggabri address. The disagreement later turned physical, with the younger boy stabbed and the other teen sustaining a laceration to the hand. Although the 17-year-old's injuries were non-life-threatening, he was taken via air to the Tamworth Base Hospital. The accused will appear in the Narrabri local court on August the 25th after he was granted bail on 2 counts of reckless wounding. Political junkies will be lining up outside Earl Page College on the 5th of August, with college staff announcing Penny Wong will speak at the institution's politics lecture. Earl Page Academic Master Associate Professor Amanda Kennedy says Senator Wong will be sharing her views on contemporary politics, as well as the role of political parties in a functioning democracy.
What I'm expecting the Senator to be speaking about is essentially what role each of the different major political parties have to play in a functioning and working government in Australia, which should be quite a topical subject.
The Academic Master is hoping the Senator might inspire a few other Earl Page students to enter the political fray, with the South Australian the first woman.